On the show today, we have Co-op Financial Services' very own Tom Church Adams talking about Co-op's big announcement about the general availability of its Co-op digital card issuance. Pretty cool stuff here. And then the conversation started morphing into kind of consumer payments behavior, and it was really, really fascinating. So enjoy this discussion with Tom Church Adams. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Co-op Financial Services' very own Tom Church Adams. Tom, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for coming on the show today. I know you're probably up to your earlobes and stuff to do, so we always appreciate the time that you guys allow us. And
for sure, this is the fun stuff. So,
what's that again? I'm sorry.
This is the fun stuff.
Exactly. This is the fun stuff for sure. For sure. So, and talking about fun stuff here, you guys have a pretty big announcement talking about the general availability of Co-op's digital card issuance. So, pretty big news throughout the industry on that one. But let's start out with the most basic question here, Tom. So, what is digital card issuance? Can you educate us, please?
Yeah, sure thing. And it's really exciting that we've gotten to this point to launch this product. Digital card issuance is the ability for credit unions to be able to issue a debit or credit card before the plastic card is sent to the member or given out in a branch. So essentially, it's a product that allows no interruption to spend, and it can be used in the case of a new card being issued, it can be used in the case of a lost or stolen replacement card, and it can be used in the case of reissuing a card as well. So it really sort of brings together the entire payment experience and creates no interruptions for a credit union member.
Yeah, that my next thought was like, this is immediate, right? As opposed to waiting 2 to 3 weeks or whatever, or 6 to 7 business days for your card to come in the mail. We don't have to do that anymore.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's, you know, so much of the way that credit unions interact with their members is about being there when they need it for that kind of moment in when there's a reason why they can't make that payment for their lives. And so it's a really great product that really speaks to members and their need to have a credit union in their lives in a really strong and powerful way.
Yeah, because that's a huge value statement for a credit union. Say, hey, you know what? No interruptions on your payments.
Yeah.
We'll get this turned around right now for you. And that speaks volumes of the credit union and just adds to the value. And speaking of that, I mean, so other than the immediacy of it, what are some of the other benefits of digital card issuance to credit union members?
The key benefits for a credit union member is that not only does it not interrupt their spend and gives them the ability to carry on with their daily lives,
right,
but it also completes the full digital experience. So in the lives of credit union spenders today, everything is on their phone, right? Their phone is now their touch point, their banking frame, their sort of the thing that they use every day to in their lives. And if I have the ability to not only receive a digital card and then push it to my wallet, essentially, like, I don't ever have to interact with my credit union in person, which has been so key, even especially at this time.
Right. Yeah, that's huge for sure. And so, and speaking of that, I mean, so what role has the pandemic played in demand for this type of service? Because it sounds like this could be kind of an offshoot of what we just experienced the last 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly right. Because if credit unions can sort of create that sort of bridge in the virtual experience where a member doesn't have to come in, you know, if we are in a state of sort of emergency and things like pandemics, essentially, like, they can carry on with their daily lives and carry on at home and that doesn't change. And I think so much about the pandemic as well forced a lot of credit unions to think about automating the experience more so than ever before, you know, making sure that sort of the digital experience is their focus and that processes that were more manual in the past, like issuing cards within a branch or sort of a delay in and receiving that card, that they're focused on those moments in a credit union member's life.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think we've all kind of gotten used to, well, most of us are probably used to the digital experience prior to the pandemic, but, you know, because of necessities and stuff, all of us are almost there with the digital and that type of experience. And now it's almost an expectation now. It's kind of the norm now. And so this really kind of behooves a credit union to have something like this, right? So it just kind of, again, adds to their value, right?
That's exactly right. And I think that, you know, like credit unions, their mantra, if you will, is all about the member and being there for them during a time of crisis or need or that kind of thing. They're not, you know, unlike banks, they don't have shareholders, right? They just have their members that they're sort of focused on.
Exactly.
And what better way to focus on your member than making sure that their life is not interrupted because some kind of plastic device doesn't work and then they can't buy their groceries, you know, or they can't pay their rent or whatever the thing is they need to do using that card.
Indeed. So what do you see as some advantages of Co-op's specific solution?
You know, one of the things that we did throughout the entire design process is we were so engaged with our credit unions, large credit unions, medium-sized, small credit unions, and we made sure that we heard from them all along the way about how to design the product. And when we went into building what we were going to build, we made sure that we covered the full the full list of use cases.
Mm-hmm.
So we made sure we had new card issuance, we made sure we had issuing a lost or stolen or replacement card, and we made sure we had reissuing cards as well. And so because we made sure we had every single different use case, we appealed to every different credit union out there. And what you'll often find in the industry is that, like, some credit unions are more focused on one use case than another. Like, we have one credit union that works with a lot of people that work abroad, and so for them the use case is making sure that they have a replacement card being able to be issued immediately on an international level. For other credit unions, they want to be able to sort of have it within their new issuance experience because they believe that the first moment that someone applies for a credit card or a debit card, the interruption in that spend of having to wait for the card to arrive, it interrupts the consumer's demand for making that payment. So if I go out and I want to, you know, buy something with a new credit card that I've just bought, I don't have to wait for the card to arrive. I can sort of make that, I can apply for the card and wow, I have the card immediately as well to go and make that payment online or using my digital wallet. And that's a big deal for credit unions.
Tell me about it.
And then the last thing I'll say is,
yeah,
you know, so much about this product for credit unions obviously is about the consumer experience and how they interact with their daily lives, but also it's about driving up interchange, right? And driving up spend for the credit union. And if you think about those days between a card being issued, if it's lost or stolen, right? So the average time it takes to receive your plastic in the post is 3 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 3 to 10 days of daily spend on a card times X number of members is actually a very large number.
Yeah.
That's a large amount of spend, and that's a large amount of interchange to capture from the member. And do remember that, like, all of that revenue goes back into the member's experience, right? So when a credit union captures those sort of 3 to 10 days of extra spend, they drive the interchange, they drive income, the credit union becomes more better balanced, and therefore they're able to sort of put money back into other products that they may want or may need to provide for their members. So, and what we did with our product and the specific benefit we had is we made sure that we were partners with the credit union and helping them to not only understand how this fits into the ecosystem, how this is going to benefit them on a daily, monthly, yearly basis.
Yeah, so it's benefiting both the credit union and the members, but then ultimately the member is the ultimate winner here, and that's what it's all about. And you guys at Co-op, you've been saying that payments is the path to primary financial relationships. I think I saw a speech by a presentation by Samantha Paxton, like early 2020, she was talking about this. So it's been a while since you guys have been talking about this for quite a while now. So can you elaborate on that for us? I mean, why are payment products so important to credit unions right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, even before the pandemic, it was just so key to that relationship. And a lot of it has to do with the daily interaction of that member with the credit union. So if you look at, say, NPS scores, for example, when they get driven up or down, or when comments are made that sort of, hey, this wasn't a very good experience, a lot of that is coming from credit card engagements or credit card faults or issues with a debit card, because that is the interruption to a member's life. With a mortgage or a car loan, it's a very one and done experience. You apply for the loan, you're done with the loan, and it's over, right? Whereas the credit or debit card never leaves that member's side. They need it in every day of their life. And so if a credit union wants to really drive that primary financial relationship, they have to be the primary engagement point for the credit and the debit card. Yeah. But also they have to like keep the focus on that, because that's the focus of the credit union member. And so it's really important that we think about that. The credit unions think about that as they're sort of planning out the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, that like that's never not going to be the case, right? That no matter what technology comes in, that's always going to be the case for the credit union member and the credit union. And with the pandemic, I mean, that heightened that even more, right? I mean, like now more than ever, people need their credit unions to be in their lives through times of a disruption. Mm-hmm. And you know, what I often hear from credit unions when I talk to them is, and credit union members in my experience of having worked at a credit union as well, is, you know, sometimes products need to be flashy and they need to be innovative and they need to integrate with my phone, that kind of thing. But sometimes they just want to work and keep on working during a time of disruption. And so, you know, that's what people remember. And so when a credit union remembers whether my credit union works and is there for me in these times of crisis, they're thinking, my card never stopped working through the pandemic, and they remember that.
Yeah, no doubt, because the credit union was there for them, so then in return the member's going to be there for them. So that's the value proposition for sure. And you are the you are senior vice president of pay products there at Co-op. So tell us a little bit about the pay products you are responsible for. So how do they fit into the complete ecosystem that Co-op offers to the industry?
Yeah, so I manage the credit, the debit processing, digital payments, prepaid, and plastics. Mm-hmm. And the products that I manage are very much sort of the processing and the engine, if you will, of the product that we're talking about. And they fully integrate with all the other sort of subsidiary products that support that experience, like fraud products, analytics products, member tools and things like that. So I'm very much, if you think about the Tesla car, I manage the engine, right? And other folks manage the sort of the AC and the electronics and the flashy little gadgets and things like that.
Yeah. Hey, a question out of left field before we get to the last question here. How much, I mean, because you talk about you brought up plastic. So how much longer is plastic going to be around? I mean, I know this is, you know, really from left field and a really kind of crystal ballish question, but now that the digital issuance is out and we're so digital focused, I mean, how much longer is plastic going to be around, do you think?
It's a great question. And, you know, what's interesting is that, like, when Apple Pay and, phone payments came out, exactly. Yeah. People immediately, credit unions and banks thought, okay, plastics are done, right? And there was a big expectation that like they'd be out the door. And then what happened is, no, consumers, they like things, they like reliability, they like staying with the product they have, and actually plastics stayed very much in the mix. Now, the one thing I will say about the pandemic is it forced consumers to be able to use tools that they wouldn't have used before more often.
Right.
So digital wallets have now become more in need than ever because of the fact that it's touchless, right? Contactless cards, the same thing. And so if that sort of consumer is now pushed and forced into, you know, using a mobile phone to actually make a payment, mm-hmm. and that becomes the most common use of making a payment, all of a sudden that becomes the norm for them, that becomes muscle memory, and they're like, well, why would I use a plastic? Because I can always use my phone. Mm-hmm. This is now the new thing that I'm used to. Now, I think the more that that kind of thing happens, the more the plastics will not be the go-to. And so in the past, I think there's been a very much a slow progression into no plastics. But I think as these kind of things happen with digital innovations and things like interruptions to, you know, our lives, like the pandemic, things like that become catalysts for switching to a different way of making a payment.
Yeah, agreed. Because I know how my, just personally, my behavior has changed over the last 12 months. Yeah. I mean, this has been my go-to now. And my plastic, I mean, I still carry them, but they're my backup in case this doesn't work, which is pretty rare. So this is probably like 95% workable, and then maybe the 5% is that. So the plastic that I carry around now is just a backup. It's plan B.
That's exactly right. And so many people feel that way. I feel that way as well. The one thing you have to remember about credit unions, though, is they have to speak to their specific member base. And so they have to figure out how much of specific segments are shifting like that and how many are not shifting like that, right? And maybe plastics will always be around for some groups of segments within credit unions. And that will always be the case, no matter what.
Yeah, it's kind of, I'm going off on a tangent here and I apologize, but I find it fascinating just to see consumer behavior. When I go to the grocery store or something like that, I kind of like watch what people are using, whether it's a watch or a phone or a plastic, just to see people's habits as well as mine, how everyone's kind of changed. So I find payments, as probably as well you do too, it's so fascinating to see how our behaviors are changing in the payments arena and how much more seamless it is and all that stuff, all those buzzwords.
It's funny. I totally geek out on that too. And what's interesting is about it is that, like, so much of this has to do with the interaction with our phone and our watches and our digital payment methods. And I think that that's going to keep on being more innovative and more interesting over the next few years. You know, even right now, one of the things we're looking at very closely is the way that sort of family plans and family digital cards are becoming sort of very common in the payments industry. But also, they're going to be very much a very basic need for credit unions and their credit union members as the technology gets more sort of innovative. And we at Co-op are very much sort of lasered on that sort of next thing, as well as focusing on the engine keeping running and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I just saw Apple advertising that the other day. I think it was on a Twitter feed or something like, or maybe LinkedIn, or I just saw it somewhere, like the whole family plan thing. Oh my gosh. All right. Yeah. Well, go off. We could talk another hour for sure, Tom. And I know you got stuff to do, so I appreciate it. Anything else to wrap up on this topic? I find this stuff so fascinating. It's fun to talk about.
The last thing I would just say is just never before have credit unions been positioned to really sort of connect with and reach out to new card members out there because of the way in which the industry is evolving. Mm-hmm. And I will say, now's the time. It's a fun time to be in the payments industry. So if you're a leader at a credit union and you run the payments division, enjoy the next few years. It's going to be innovative and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch for sure. All right, Tom, well, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. This fascinating conversation. So we thank you, and thank you for all the work that you guys do there at Co-op, helping credit unions just keep pushing that proverbial envelope. So this is really fun stuff. And again, I think, the next 5 years really going to be exciting to watch. And you guys are right there in the mix. So thank you.
Thanks so much, Michael. Appreciate the time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.